across some little message boards. By the way, all of us geeks were doing social media before we called it that. We just called it talking and chatting. That's what we used to call it. Same thing, right? So it existed before we made up the term. So what I find in marketing all the time with technology is we use technology to show that we're using it, not because we should use it or because it's smart for our market or for our business. We use it because to show, hey, look what we're using. And the biggest example of this I can give you is QR codes. Anybody who knows what a QR code is, hands up. Okay, if you don't, that's perfectly fine. A QR code is you take your smartphone, it's not so smart all the time, but you take your smartphone, you download an app which will take your camera and it'll read a code that kind of looks like this. And it'll read a code and it'll take you to somewhere on the web. It'll scan it and take you. It's supposed to break down the steps to get to a website. Great in theory, right? In theory. But, however, they don't work a lot and they're actually really misused. This is a QR code of Oreo cookies. It's made actually of Oreo cookies. Don't scan it though, focus here, right here. Stay with me here, okay? It works, but the problem with QR codes is we're using them, we have to scan them, and if you scan it, it can take anywhere, have you ever, anybody's tried to scan one before? It takes anywhere from like 1 to 11 minutes to scan the thing, going like this, trying to focus properly on it. It takes a very long time stationary-wise to do it. But we're using them everywhere in marketing now. I've seen them everywhere. The problem is we're using them when we shouldn't. I have seen QR codes on billboards on the side of the highway. While I'm driving, I saw one in Ottawa, a billboard from the RCM frickin' P. And it said, don't text and drive, with a QR code on the side. Oh, I see what you did there. That's entrapment. You can't do that. That's not allowed. Stop it. That's going to be the title of the third book, by the way. Stop it. This is me just saying stop it. The entire thing. The whole book is going to be stop it. I've seen QR codes in all these places. I've seen QR codes in the magazines on airplanes. Think about it for a second. When do you read airline magazines? When the plane is taken off. When it's landing, right? Because you're not allowed to touch any of your devices and you're having a hissy fit because you can't look at your iPad for 60 seconds, right? So you're reading the magazine. I can't scan it. I have no signal and I'm not allowed to use my phone anyways. And I had somebody in the audience once from an agency go, well, people can take the airline magazines home with them. I said, only very lonely people take airline magazines home with them. If that's your market, then go ahead. But really, truly, who is using I have gotten QR codes in emails. No? You want a visual? I'll give you a visual. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Awkward. Okay. The email comes here. Okay? The camera that scans the code is on the other side of the phone. Unless I'm some sort of Jedi, I'm not scanning your code. Then I had somebody else say to me once, I just find the best people. I had somebody else say to me, son, well, some people download their email on their computer. Well, then I'm already on the computer. If you want me to go to somewhere on the internet, give me a link. And let me click it. I have seen QR codes on websites. And I scanned the code. Do you know where it took me? To the website that I was just on. Except on the website on my phone, it's not mobile friendly, so I can't even now read the website properly. Every time somebody scans a QR code and it doesn't work, a kitten dies. That's your fault, by the way, not mine. But see, in all seriousness, every time somebody scans a QR code and it doesn't work, they're less likely to scan the next one. Does that make sense? Yeah. We're hurting QR codes. We're hurting our industry by using them inappropriately. I have seen QR codes on bananas. Bananas. really little oval sticker you see on the banana, like a Chiquita banana or something like that. The entire thing was a QR code with a little font that said, scan for smoothie recipe. I'm like, oh, well played. And I take my phone and I scan it looking for the smoothie recipe, and a video pops up on my phone. I'm like, all right, well done. And it pops up and I press play and it says, sorry, not playable on a mobile device. The only thing that scans QR codes is mobile devices. Nobody's taking their PC and flipping it upside down, scanning your banana surface for you. Stop it. Stop doing these. Stop doing this. This is a plane pulling a QR code banner. Like, what? Slow your plane down. I want to scan your not working QR code. One of you in this room approved this, by the way. I don't know who, but one of you did, and I'll figure this out. Stop. I don't want to know what the conversation was to approve this banner, but it hurts me inside. We need to stop doing these type of things. We need to stop doing this. This is the QR code pet tag. So what this is, if you look, that cat is psychotic, by the way. It is staring into my soul and plotting my death right now. I have two cats at home. They're both going to kill me eventually, right? Psycho. Why would you choose that cat with a pug beside it? Like, it's just, he's going to kill him first. So what this is there's no phone number on the tag. It's a QR code, and on the flip side, there's a website as well you could go to. So if you find a lost pet, so if you lose Rex, or Satan, if you lose one of these pets, a stranger is supposed to go up to your pet with their phone, and you hold it by its neck for 2 to 7 minutes. People say, well, you can do that with cats. Have you ever held a cat now? Kill you. And here's the problem. You look at it, and no phone number, by the way. So here's the logic I'm thinking that we didn't think this through. Here's your data for you, okay? 85% of people in North America have a cell phone. 50% of those phones are capable of scanning a QR code, because 50% of those are smartphones. 17% of those 50% have ever scanned a QR code or could recognize one and know what it means. Half of those were ever successful and would ever scan a QR code again, which gives us a grand total of 3.6% of people total in North America could save your frickin' dog if he was lost. And that is compared to, if you put a phone number, 99% of people can call a phone number with their phone. With a 1% variance in there, by the way. Which did you put your pet with? Stop it! Stop looking cool. Do you understand what I mean now by saying we're using them to show that we're using them? They don't even work. They don't even work. And we're using them because they look cool and they're taking up so much of our ad space and so much of our banner space out there. And we're not even using them. Think. Think before you do. I'm going to have a heart attack. I love QR codes. I think they're phenomenal, the potential. But until smartphones with cameras, until they can just recognize QR codes by themselves without any extra apps, until that happens, we're not going to be at the point where we need to be with QR codes. Stop doing this. This is a QR code on the back of a bus in Atlanta, okay? That says, scan here to view emergency room wait times and hold your place in the ER because you just rear-ended the bus? You know how close you have to drive to scan this thing? I had somebody else in the audience once say, it's not for people driving, it's for people walking. Who's walking behind a bus? And if you're wandering behind buses in downtown Atlanta, emergency room wait times are not of your concern. They will fast track you right through that line. What are you doing? Wandering downtown Atlanta scanning buses. Get them in now. Get them in. Look how much room is being taken up by this thing. Come on. Stop doing this. This is hurting me. This hurts my soul when I see these things happen. We are smarter than this. And then hopping into the... I'm angry. Hopping into the world of social media is even crazier sometimes. Okay, I live in social media. I live on social media. I've been doing it for a long time. And if it wasn't for Justin Bieber, I'd be the most popular Canadian on Twitter. Bieber, screw me again. But he's so adorable. So the problem is with social, we don't realize it. So for me, I have over 135,000 followers on Twitter. I've tweeted over 93,000 times. I've been on Twitter. I have 11,000 people on my Facebook page, fans, 4,000 LinkedIn contacts, 10,000 Google blogs. I do a lot of this stuff. And you have to understand something. Social media success doesn't exist. That social media does not make anything successful. It just amplifies things. Whatever you are currently. Okay? If your product or service sucks, it just sucks harder in social media. It does not fix. Okay? If you're a jackass, you're just a jackass on Twitter. Okay? It doesn't make you better at what you do. Social media, to me, is the great indicator of what we're saying and doing and thinking. But it's an indication of what's going on in the real world. So you don't even have to be on social for these things to hit about your company or not. It's good for you to listen, but I don't think everybody needs to be on social media. I'm not being sarcastic. I honestly don't. In this audience, if you're not on Twitter, or you're not on Facebook, you're not, it's okay. That's okay. I mean, one of the few people in my circles to say this to you. It is okay. You don't have to use Twitter. You don't have to use Facebook. You can keep doing your business and keep doing it well and never touch the things. But at least be aware of what they are and why they're there and how they're being used. I think there's good reasons not to use social media. If you have no time, it's not the good time to go on Twitter. If you have 2 minutes a week, do not try to start up Twitter. Okay, it's like walking into a networking event saying, how's it going, everybody? I gotta go. Right? And walking out the room, you're not gonna get anything from networking. And that's what social is. To me, Twitter is like a networking event. It's a virtual networking event. The same rules apply. Don't sell something to people at the event, just like on Twitter. Don't talk about your whole self the whole time, just like on Twitter. And don't do it drunk. It's very simple rules, right? Like I was saying before, nothing good comes out of your phone after 8 p.m. Nothing. Ever. Nobody ever was happy about sending that midnight tweet, or the midnight text, right? The all caps text never goes over well when you wake up the next morning. So be careful. The other reason why I don't think you should use something like Twitter is if you hate people. You don't go. There are a lot of people there. Don't go to this place. I really think a lot of people shouldn't use it. I think a lot of executives shouldn't use Twitter. I think a lot of celebrities and athletes shouldn't use Twitter. Anybody who's been buffered from the public for any given time shouldn't have sudden unfiltered access to the public, right? That's scary. That is very, very scary. Did you see the CFL player a few weeks ago do the tweet about OJ? Maybe you see it, it said something about him. He just bought OJ's gloves from eBay, and now he just has to find himself a white woman. That's what he tweets. I think he was a Stampeder. Figures. I think he was a Stampeder or something. And he said that, and that was his tweet. He's like, I don't see the problem. That's my sense of humor. I'm like, you're an asshole. Like, that's your sense of humor is being a jackass. Be careful. I don't think CEOs who have had an assistant, a PR person, a communication person between them and the public for 30 years to suddenly to start saying stuff. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And it can hurt you. It can hurt your brand. But one of the things about Twitter is I didn't even get it when I first joined. I joined in April 08. And I didn't get it. I got on there. I'm like, this is just... Like, Jeff just had soup. I'm like, I don't care. Why are you telling me this? What's nice? I just tweeted, I'm having soup. And I just sent it out there, and I dabbled for 8 months. I didn't get it. I somehow managed to get 1,200 followers in 8 months. And then January 1st, 09, I decided to live on Twitter for 30 days. And I went from 1,200 followers to 10,000 followers. That big red bar is January 09. That's the number of tweets per month. I tweeted almost 7,000 times. When I say I lived on Twitter, lived on Twitter. I woke up in bed on Twitter. I think I slept tweet a few times. You ever on your phone in bed? Anybody horizontally phone in bed? Text tweet? Some of you do, don't you? You ever drop your phone on your nose? Oh, God, that hurts. I've had 3 knee surgeries. I right now have a torn rotator cuff. I have 9 tattoos up on my arms here. Nothing hurts as much as that phone hitting that bridge of your nose from 4 inches away. And then you look around to see if anybody saw it. Like, nobody saw it. I gotta tweet this. Right? I gotta tell people on Facebook right now what just happened, right? That's the problem. It hurts relationships too. You know, in bed, your girlfriend's like, good night, I'm like, well, good night, baby. What are you doing? I'm just saying good night to Twitter. What? And she gets up, where are you going? She doesn't understand me. And she knows something to tell in the world, right? So I didn't understand it, and I went from 10,000 followers, like I said, now I have over 135,000 followers. I've tweeted over 92,000 times, and those numbers mean nothing. I don't want any of you leaving today thinking about either of those numbers. They mean nothing. There is one number I want you to walk away with today. One number only. 75% of my tweets are replies. This number has been the same from 1,000 tweets to 90,000 tweets. 75% of my tweets are replies. Twitter is a conversation, not a dictation. And that's about Twitter, so that'll go retweet like crazy. You do that. That's the secret. But actually, in the past 2 months, I checked it again, just for the past 2 months, I'm actually at 88% replies. That's, you want the secret to Twitter? Ask the people in this room who know social, who've done social, who are good at social. That's how it works. You want to do well, you want traction, you want people to share your stuff, and you get to know them. You talk with them. You get to know people on Twitter. So when they ask you to come up with salmon on your book tour stop, you say, oh, hell yes. And you do these things because you've gotten to know them. That's how it works. That's what social media is. It's the term social. That's the point. You want to excel at it, you be fucking social. That's what it is. You don't need a 3-year course on this crap. You want to do it well? Talk to the damn people. You don't want to do it well? Yell at them. Well, I yell at them, but you don't have to yell at them, right? Does that make sense? We need to do it right. We need to do it well because it's shifted. We really have shifted communication. I think it's very exciting. Very exciting, and also kind of, really kind of scary in some businesses, too. We don't have to be scared for it. It's just networking, it's talking, if you understand that it works. Because branding's in real time. What we do is in real time now. It used to be, if you sent in an inquiry or a complaint to a brand or a company, they can get back in 7 to 9 days, or 7 to 9 weeks, or maybe never. If any of you on Facebook say something on a brand's page, or you tweet a brand, an active brand, how fast do you expect a reply? Anybody?
Right away,
right? Within hours, the same day, our expectation of resolution has shrunk to next to nothing. I think that's good as a consumer. I love it. And business is very scared of that. Very scared. And they should be. The power's coming back to us as consumers. And that's what I love about it. Because we're the ones paying for this stuff. And it should be coming back to us. And I love that fact. And we have opportunities. So the brands that understand it and do it right, they're smart. Here's an example I tweeted. If anyone has a contact at Kudu Mobile, please message me. My little brother said nothing but problems and no resolution. My family only talks to me when they want me to tweet something. My brother's like, can you go tell Tweezer that my phone's not working? Okay, I'll go on Bookface too until then. It's like, yeah, thanks, man. It's my little brother. He's 22, by the way. He's been little. I tweet this. You know what Kudu's response was? This is a year ago. You know what their response was? Nothing. They still haven't responded, by the way. But Virgin Mobile Canada, in 6 minutes, replied, your little bro has switched to Virgin Mobile. Just saying. Kudu's there. So what was my reaction when I saw that? I'm like, oh, you're good. And I wrote back to them, guess what company he's with now? Them. I put 5 phone plans for these guys. It's worth over $4,000 a year to them. There's no ROI in Twitter? I think, again. There's ROI in Twitter if you're awesome at it, if you know what you're doing at it. And she hooked them up with privately in direct messages. But Virgin Mobile's not good at Twitter. Tally, the girl who does their account, is good at Twitter. That's the difference. Put somebody who knows how to talk with people on Twitter. That's why I actually have no problem with brands having somebody outside the company do their social, if they're good. If they're good, they can represent the brand properly, and they can get answers for the brand quickly. I think if you have nobody at your company and you just want to say, just take it, don't do that. Mandatory engagement is a bad call. Find somebody good. I don't care if it's a consultant, an agency, or somebody in your company who's not a PR person, but is really good with people. Find that social media star, inside or outside, and this can happen. If they're good, if they love it, then fine. You don't want to learn it? Cool. Find somebody who knows it, and let them run. Let them run with it. There's something you can do, because there's an ROI. And people say to me, well, Scott, they talked to you, and they hooked up your brother, because you're a big deal on Twitter. They didn't hook him up like you think. They hooked him up with free voicemail. He's 22. Nobody phones him. It's like hooking me up with free fax service. It's nice of you, but I'm not going to use it. Thank you. He pays just like anybody else. I'm not getting a freebie because I have followers. It's the same. It's business. Now, on the flip side of this, here's a friend of mine, Jessica, who tweets, note that even if T-Mobile service doesn't work for you after you purchase it, they will not waive the early termination fee. And she copies T-Mobile Health Twitter account in there. How would you reply to this? This person's upset, right? They're upset. How would you reply to this? Maybe it's pretty simple. We're sorry about this, Jessica. We'd really love to help you out. Please send us a private message with your account number. Something like that, right? Because obviously you look at this and realize she's gone all caps thrice in this tweet. If you look, three times. That just set off three alarms in your head. By the way, there's two groups of people you should never tick off in this world. Two groups. Geeks and moms. Right? And if you piss off a geek mom, look out. Just drop the stuff and run. That's what you should really do. So that's pretty much how we'd reply, right? Look how many retweets it already had when she originally said it. Right? 150 people sent it out right when she had tweeted it. And their response was, "We're sorry it didn't work for you, not to sound rude, but after buyer's remorse, you're under contract." Well, that's problem solved. Let's go to the next tweet, team. Let's do this. No. So how do you think she reacted to this? She looked at it and said, "Oh, I understand your point. Thank you for your time." Or she wrote a blog post in all caps, freaking out about it. And she has 96,000 followers, right? But even if she had 9, this is not. If you're going to start off any